Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week I'm going to get a little bit confessional, and I'm going to tell everyone out there in Radio Land that every week, or just about every week, I encounter a television show that I find it almost impossible to turn away from. And it took me a long while to actually understand what it was that had me transfixed about this particular show. So I won't name the show, but it's a show that explores and tells the stories of people that have gone through really, really difficult, extraordinary experiences overseas, and they've been put in jail based on their own actions. But it follows their journey, and it keeps me stuck like a deer in the headlights. And the reason for this is, in each episode, I put myself in the person's shoes and I think, how would I be if I were in experiencing that? Looking at a lengthy prison term in a third world country, or being stripped away from my family, or being completely uncertain about my own future, or being threatened. You know, how would I go in that situation? I assume and I hope everyone would be asking the same question when they think about, when they encounter stories like this. And for me, these stories offer a really, really great opportunity to not only know and learn about just the incredible things that people experience in the world, but also to maybe know and learn a little bit more about ourselves as well. Because what I notice when I watch those shows and I hear these stories is the people who are going through these experiences are incredibly scared. They've got no blueprint for how they're going to deal with what they're going to deal with. Some of the things that they're experiencing are almost beyond reason. They're so difficult to even comprehend as human beings. And they say, I have no idea how I'm going to get through this. I have no idea whether I'm going to see my family again. And yet, they endure. And they find out something about themselves. They meet the scenario which would, you know, appear to be so devastating and drastic that it would make sense if they would just give up. And yet they don't. They act above and beyond, you know, their self. They find strengths and abilities that they never knew that they had. And for me, that's the thing that keeps me transfixed. I hope I never go through any experiences like that. And I hope no one out there in Radio Land does. And thinking about Lee's story that Aaron talked about of being sentenced to 200 years of jail in Thailand. Often when people go through these incredible experiences and endure things that they just didn't think they could, one of the things that's actually really common is that they want to give back and they want to help other people who are going through similar things. And that really, I think that shows another just beautiful side of the human condition and what humans are capable of. Not only are we able to endure and cope and deal with things that we never thought we could, but we're actually able to transform that difficulty into being able to assist others. And for me, that's about as good as it gets. But it is true that all of us can endure and can survive a lot more than we actually believe we can. And sometimes our own messages about, oh, I don't think I could do that, probably not actually that true. Fortunately, you know, for all of us, we probably could survive a whole bunch more stuff than we actually think we can. That doesn't mean it's going to be nice. That doesn't mean we want to experience that. But it is true that the human condition and all of us have these strengths and abilities and capabilities that we just don't know are there until we need them. And lo and behold, when we need them, they're there. So go beyond the sentence you've given yourself this week with Mind Games.